Welcome to a deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Philippians. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Nothing, and you pray about everything. Don't reverse it. Most people reverse it. We worry about everything and we don't pray about nothing. That's why we worry. We worry, and then person say, have you prayed about it? Yeah, come on. That's why I came to see you today, so we can pray. You see? Don't reverse the two. What should we do? Pray about what? Everything. Worry about. If you are truly praying about everything, you won't worry about nothing. But you can tell when you're not praying about everything. You start worrying. Oh, yes. Let's move on. Let's move on. And so he tells us, so you got to pray right. You see that? You got to pray right. He says, and he gives here three kind of prayers. Did you see them three kind of prayers in the text? He says, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Pray a prayer of just your regular prayer. But then a lot of time, regular prayer, you don't get through regular prayer. And he said, do some supplications. In other words, get on your knees and start begging God. Have you cried over this thing? See, a lot of times God is not moving until he sees some tears. See, until you are broken over a situation, don't expect God to be broken over your situation. See, a lot of times we pray about something, but the next week we done forgot that we done even prayed about it. So God sometimes, he says, I want to see just how bad you want this thing. That's where supplication come in. Are you willing to supplicate? Are you willing to get up an hour early in the morning before you go to work and pray about this thing? Are you willing to cut the TV off at 9 o'clock and go in your prayer closet and pray about this thing? Are you willing to do some fasting and praying about it? God says, when I see some fast, when I see you start missing meals, God said, they serious now. Because, they don't want to put down them Big Macs. They really serious when you see them putting down the Big Macs. See, we want to have a Big Mac in one hand and pray in the other hand. Now, put down the Big Mac that you can use both hands in prayer. That's some supplication. And he says, when you get off your knees, pray prayers of thanksgiving. Believe in God for it. God told the children of Israel, I want you to walk around the walls of Jericho 7 times. And on the last day, I want you to shout when you walk around it. That's on that 7th time. I want you to shout. And the Bible said the walls came down. Now, when did the walls come down? Did the walls come down before they shouted, or the walls came down after they shouted? The walls came down after they shouted. See, before the walls come down, you ought to be shouting. See, I ought to be calling the fire department every week. I need to be telling the fire department, y'all need to get ready. Because we finna have some church over here. Because these folks, they got the word of God just burning in their heart. They're like Jeremiah. They on fire for the Lord. I'm scared to build. And you better, fire department, y'all better be waiting. Because they're on fire for the Lord. Is anybody with me? When he talks about praying right. But then he goes on and he says, and when you pray right, he says, and what will happen? The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You can't even understand it. Folks don't even understand how in the world. Baby, if I knew you was going through this kind of thing, I would pull out all my hair. Folks can't understand it sometimes. You mean to tell me you're going to go on to church and you don't know where you're going to get your rent money? You don't have no job? And you're going to praise the Lord anyway? See, people can't understand that. If it passes all understanding. See, when you done been praying about everything, you don't have to worry about nothing. It passed all understanding. See, don't ever try to figure God out. See, while you trying to figure it out, God already done got it worked out. He already got your problem worked out. God didn't forget about you. I know sometimes we think that, boy, you know, they passing out, God is passing out blessings. I must be in the wrong line. No, you ain't in the right line. I mean, you in the right line. Your blessings is on the way. You just, you know, when I was a little boy, we'd be watching television, and all of a sudden, they would have this announcement that would come on. And they would say, this is the emergency broadcast system. And remember now, for the next 30 seconds, we're getting ready to test this for the emergency broadcast system. And remember, this is only a test. They would repeat that. Remember, this is only a test. And that's what you got to remember when you're going through something. You got to remember, this is only a test. That's all this is. And guess what? A test have a starting time and it has an ending time. You got to remember, this is only a test. Your whole life ain't going to be this way. This is just a test. Amen. Oh, let me move on. I got to get to these other points. So we got to practice the presence of God by praying right. And then you got to think right. Look, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know why a lot of Christians got bad conscience? They ain't thinking on the right thing. The Bible tells us what to think and what we ought to be thinking on. It tells us whatever is true. That's what you ought to be thinking on. Whatever is honest. Whatever is just. Whatever is pure. Whatever is lovely. Whatever is a good report. Whatever is virtuous. Whatever is praiseworthy. Think on these things. Meditate on them. See, if you want to have peace in your heart, you got to meditate on the right thing. You can't be watching horror movies. You got to think on the right thing. You can't be going down there to Harry Hines and going to them different kind of bars. You can't be going to those script shows. See, that's going to mess you up if you're a married man sneaking around. You're not going to have a clean conscience. See, if you're thinking on the right thing, meditating on the right thing, then you don't have to be worried about what somebody is trying to dig up some dirt on you. Because you're thinking on the right thing. If you're thinking on the right thing, then you're going to do the right thing. There are so many Christians. Do you know the average person in America today is on some kind of drugs? And most doctors says it's all a mental kind of thing. That's why the average medication is one of them, what is it, placebo tablets? Placebo? What is it? Placebo. Just a sugar tablet. Oh, let me get one of these tablets. I just got to take my medication. That's a sugar tablet. See, what you need to shut off HBO. See, that's what you need to do. Because a lot of stuff, see, a lot of things you can't handle. See, a lot of times when my children ask me, Daddy, can we do this? Can we do that? I'll direct them to Philippians 4 and 8 and say, now, if that's true, if it's honest, if it's pure, if it's a good report, then y'all can look at that. Y'all can go. See, this is how you need to be training your children with this verse right here. But before you train them, you got to train you. Because, see, your children going to be arrows. So, in other words, like a bow and arrow, if you here and you got a bow and arrow, then you're going to propel that bow and arrow or that arrow further than where you are. So if your child is like an arrow, if you stand in here, if you point it in the right direction, you can propel them in the right direction. But if you turn in the wrong direction, you're going to send them in the wrong direction. And that's why in a lot of us, we see stuff in our children that really was in us. And we hate our children. But it was really us. They just a carbon copy, but they are blown up carbon copy. See, you was just at 50% of the image. They are 100%. They blowed up. You just drank on Friday night, but they drank Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See, you just drank one of those, you know, what do they call them? I'm trying to flush somebody out. Back in my day, they used to call them lit ponies. Anybody know what I'm talking about back in the 70s? The lit ponies. You know what I'm talking about, the lit ponies. Amen. Amen. Now you see them walking around with lit kids walking around with fifths. No, they don't want a pony. They want a fifth. They want a 40 ounce. Go on down to the South Dallas and you'll see them. That brown paper bag. So many brown paper bags. It's a shame. But the children, they go farther. And see, that's why we don't have peace. It's because we ain't been thinking on the right thing. In order to have God's peace, you got to think on the right thing. How many of you, when you know you done watched something wrong or done listened to something wrong or was around wrong company, you don't feel good on the inside? Oh, now, these are the same ones. Because if you can hang out with folks that saying the wrong thing, drinking the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, and feel comfortable there, then that means that what they got on the inside of them, you got the same thing on the inside of you. It may just hadn't came out just yet, but it's there. Amen. Because light and darkness don't supposed to have no agreement. Light don't supposed to be comfortable around darkness. And darkness ought not be comfortable around light. Amen. Sometimes folks say, well, Pastor, you kind of make me nervous. Well, praise the Lord then. Thank you, Jesus. Well, around me, you're going to walk this great and narrow then. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So he says, think on the right thing. And so when you are training your children, a lot of time, open your Bible. Remember this. Open your Bible to Philippians 4 and 8 and tell them now, baby, if it can pass this test, yeah, mama let you do this. Mama let you do this. Mama let you watch this. Mama let you go. Daddy let you go. If it, because God, see, God put this right in the Bible. God told, see, as a Christian, God, he regulates every area of our life. He regulates our mind, our heart, and our will. He tells us what we ought to think. He tells us what we ought to love. He tells us what we ought to do. There's nothing in our life that is left unregulated. When we become a Christian, our whole lives come up under the authority of Jesus Christ. He tells us everything. There's nothing he don't tell us to do. Amen. So he's telling us what we can think on. And if we think on the right thing, then we'll have peace. If we don't think on the right thing, then you don't have peace. So it all depends on what you want. Do you want peace or not? Do you want peace or do you want to look at this movie? Huh? Do you want peace or do you want to smoke this? Huh? Do you want to smoke the left-handed cigarette stuff? You see what I'm saying? All right, let's go on a little bit further. Are y'all with me? I'm going to have to go by myself. Y'all going to go with me? All right. So we practice that peace of God. But look down in verse number 9. He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, underline the next word. He says, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You see, it's right in our Bible. He said, if you do what you done heard and what you done seen, if you just practice what you know you're supposed to do, you'll have God's peace. You won't be going around wondering or calling the pastor and say, Pastor, is this the right thing? You'll know the right thing. You'll have that peace because the peace acts like a empire. In a baseball game, you know, empire set behind the plate. And what do the empire do? The empire, he's going to call it like it is. He's going to call it just like it is. If it's a ball, he's going to say ball. If it's a scrack, he's going to say scrack. If you say, he's going to say save. And that's what peace is. Peace is acting like an empire here. When you are doing what God has called you to do, when you are praying right, thinking right, and doing right, the empire is going to say, save. You're going to have that peace. But if you ain't got that peace, you must not either be praying right. You say, but I am praying. Well, are you thinking right? You say, yeah, I'm thinking right. Well, you must not be doing right. See, if you all it takes is for one of them to be missing and you don't have God's peace. You got to be praying right, thinking right, and doing right, all three of them. You just can't go to church and learn what the Bible say and not do it. You're not going to have any peace. You got to do what the Bible say. And how many times have this happened to you? You done heard what the preacher say. And somewhere during that week, you got to apply what you heard. There come a situation that the pastor, the Sunday school teacher just talked about that. There was an opportunity for you to do. And if you do it, you got God's peace. But if you don't do it, you don't have the peace. All right. So let me kind of speed up. We see what to do to practice the peace of God. Then he talks about practicing the power of God. How do you practice the power of God? By learning to be content and abiding in God's presence. That's how you practice the power of God. Look at verse number 10. He said, but I rejoice in the Lord. See that key word? I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last your cares of me have flourished again, of which were also mindful, but you lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in to be content. I know how to be abased. I know how to be abound. I'm instructed to be full and hungry, to abound and suffer need. You see what Paul says? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That word strengthens means energize. A burst of energy comes when that situation. See, what God does, whatever the problem is, God gives more power than that problem for you to conquer that problem. So if there's a problem, then you already got the power, but you got to rely on God's power, not your power. Remember Paul? Paul had the thorn in the flesh, and he prayed 3 times, God, God, take away the thorn, take away this thorn in my flesh. But God came back and said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. My power is shown in weakness. Paul was able to say, when I'm weak, that's when God shows himself up at being strong in our lives. Amen. So if you want the power of God, then you got to practice the contentment. You got to practice being content and abide in God's presence. Somebody right quick, get John 15 and 7. Right quick, because we're running out of time. Right quick, 15 and 7. Who got it? Who the fast Bible scholar in here? John 15 and 7. I heard somebody say, I hear. All right, Sister Robinson, read it loud. If you abide, now notice the condition. That word if is a condition. If what? If you abide, stay in your place, and then you put the word in you, you can ask what you desire, and then what will happen? And it'll be done for you. Hallelujah. If you abide in me, if you, once you don't hook up with God, stay with him. And then he says, put my word in you. Let it stay there. You remember, you know what success is? What did God tell Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8? He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night. And thou shalt be prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. A successful person is a person who has God's word abiding in him. And when you have God's word abiding in you, when you come to situation, God's word will steer you this way. God's word will steer you. It's just like rings on a horse. God will pull. It's something on the inside of you will pull you this way. Something on the inside of you will pull you that way. And you are walk. Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Sit down.